KP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Democrat Hillary Clinton tells the American Legion that Republican Donald Trump doesn't have the temperament needed to be president.
Threatening to walk away from our alliances, ignoring the importance that they still are to us, is not only wrong, it's dangerous.
Clinton, in her first public campaign appearance in a number of days, also chastises Trump for his visit today to Mexico, saying it won't make up for the insults he has delivered against that country and its citizens. Trump's visit to Mexico with President Enrique Peña Nieto has surprised people in both countries. His campaign manager, Kellyanne Conway, tells NBC's Today the trip is good for both countries.
It's a decisive presidential move. He wants to establish a conversation with a neighboring country, a leader, and also to discuss the common problems and challenges that our countries face.
Later this evening, Trump is to be in Phoenix for a speech on immigration. People on Hawaii's Big Island readying for Hurricane Madeline. Bed and breakfast owner Mary Robley says she's not used to such heavy weather.
We haven't had an actual hurricane ever hit this island, so we're not looking forward to it.
Forecasters say even if the eye of the storm does not come ashore, the island will see heavy rains, high winds, and pounding surf through tomorrow. Now the National Hurricane Center in Miami says Tropical Storm Hermine has formed in the Gulf of Mexico. That storm is a threat to the Gulf Coast of Florida from north of Tampa all the way to the Florida Panhandle. Columbus State University police say they're searching the Georgia campus after a report of an armed man in a student dorm. The school, in a statement, writes its residents should stay in their rooms as the campus police search for the young man, described as between 17 and 19 years old. The Dow is down 88. This is AP Radio News. Treasury Secretary Jacob Lew says the European Union's ruling that Apple owes nearly $15 billion in back taxes may prove a way that finally spurs Congress to reform the U.S. corporate tax structure. Lew says the unhappiness expressed by both Democrats and Republicans after the Europeans' announcement yesterday could push Congress to act on stalled tax reform legislation. New testing strips past Olympians of their medals. Jack Briggs with details.
Olympic officials have caught more cheaters. The International Olympic Committee has announced that four athletes, including three Russians, have had their medals taken away that they won in 2008. The IOC stores samples for 10 years to allow them to be reanalyzed when improved methods become available. In other doping news, the Swiss Supreme Court has upheld the ban on Russia sending a Paralympic team to the upcoming games in Brazil. Russia was banned because of a state-sponsored doping program. This is Jack Briggs.
I'm Tim McGuire. AP Radio News.